Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up. One more day, one more day, one more day of your goodness, one more day of your blessings, one more day of your love, your mercies, your grace, your protection. One more day, Father God. And we say thank you for this day. As we rise and shine on this morning, Father, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission, Father, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your purposes, Father, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for our listening audience, Father, around the globe. We thank you for the opportunity to serve in your kingdom. So we bless you, Father, and we pray that you and you alone will be glorified and magnified. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything, for every good and perfect gift. In all things, we do give you praise. And we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you and to Lottie Dottie and everybody. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. At our early morning platform here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, and you're welcome to come and keep on coming. Please have a seat at the table and enjoy the meal. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ, he is Lord. All right, all right, all right. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministries. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. Genesis, the very first book. Thank God, thank God, thank God for all 66, all 66 books. Chapter number 1, and I would like to read 2 verses in your hearing. Verse number 28, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, excuse me, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Verse number 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth,
and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so." Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. We want to talk to you this morning from a subject, the greatest giver of all. God is the greatest giver of all, beloved. No one outbeats him. Absolutely nobody. Amen and amen and amen. When we look in our scripture on this morning, the very first action that God took after he created Adam and Eve. Now think about this. He created Adam, the first man, and he said it was not good for man to be alone. So he created a woman, male and female. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay? But now, check this out. After he creates the first man and woman, the next thing God did was to invoke his blessing upon them. Now, think about that. In the first book, in the beginning, in the very beginning, God gave them his blessing. Verse number 28 tells us, beloved, in Genesis chapter 1, same chapter, it says, "And God blessed them. He placed them in the Garden of Eden and gave them dominion over the earth. Everything belonged to them." Can you imagine? Absolutely everything belonged to Adam and Eve. God made a full provision to meet all of their needs. He's the same God today. "And our God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and his glory." Beloved, my point this morning, what I would like for you to really meditate on and just suck it dry. You know how sometimes when if I'm eating a good piece of chicken and that chicken is good, and after you eat the meat off chicken, you suck in the bones. Anybody suck bones but me? That's what I want you to do with God's word this morning. God began his relationship with mankind through giving. He started off giving. He didn't wait. I mean, that's just one of his attributes. This is, giving is not what God does. Giving is who God is. God placed Adam and Eve in a beautiful garden, gave them herbs and fruit-bearing trees for their food. Well, I'm not going to get into it in this particular lesson. He didn't give them no, you know, pigs and cows. I'm just making a comment right now. I'm just making a comment. He didn't give them chickens. I'm just making a comment. We're getting to it. That's another teaching for another day. But that's a, God gave them herbs. That was their food. That was to sustain them. And guess what? If Adam and Eve hadn't messed up in the garden, beloved, it was going to take them. We were originally created to live forever on earth. Now, we know when we're born again, we're going to live forever in heaven. But we were originally created to live forever on earth. And guess what? And if that was so, if Adam and Eve had not sinned, then all we needed was herbs for eternity. Woo! That's all we needed was herbs forever, 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 and forevermore. We're going to elaborate on that some more when we get into our theme about the healthy living. Adam and Eve had an abundance of everything that they needed. There was no lack. Somebody need to write that down this morning. Adam and Eve didn't have no lack. Nothing was missing. They had everything they need, and they had more than enough. Because it was just the two of them. God gave them the entire world with all of its resources. These verses reveal God's original purpose for mankind, beloved. God is a giving God. He gives wholeheartedly. When God gives freely. And God gives abundantly to his children. Did not Jesus say in John 14, amen, I came that ye may have life and have life more abundantly? God is not stingy. He's not counting what he's going to have left after he bless you because he owns it all. There's no shortage in the Lord's kingdom. That's why Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. God ain't got, he don't have no problem with it. There's no shortage of nothing in the Lord's kingdom. There's no shortage of money. There's no shortage of food. There's no shortage of water. There's no shortage of men or women, huh? Opportunities, huh? Jobs, nothing. Look, everything. The songwriter says, all you need, God got it. He got everything y'all need. Y'all know, remember that song? It goes, all you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need, all you need. God's got it. He's got everything you need. Therefore, beloved, people must recognize that God is a giving God in order to live in the fullness of his blessings. And for their needs to be continually met, continually. God doesn't want to stop by once a month. I mean, this is not social security payout. You know, continually, day by day, every moment, every second of the day. It is not God's desire to withhold the things that his children need. Our God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. We read that in Psalms 35:27. Actually gives God pleasure to bless you and prosper you. He gets joy out of that. He gets more joy than you. We know you happy because you being blessed, but guess what? God has more joy about this than you do. He tells us in Psalms 84:11, he promised not to withhold any good thing from all those who will live uprightly before him. Y'all know the scriptures. God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. To all who will set their heart upon him, he promises that he will give them the desires of their heart. Y'all know the scripture, Psalms 37 and 4. The desires of your heart. God said he's going to give it to you. He's the one that put the desires in your heart in the first place. And you can have it. He delights in giving it to you. Because God is a giver. Our God is a giving God. Somebody needs to write that in capital letters and put it someplace where you can see it, meditate on it, rehearse it, huh? Until the light bulb goes off. That God is in your best interest. He is your greatest asset. And it's nothing like a giver who has something to give. Now, some people are givers, but they don't have nothing to give. Like they really would help you, you know, with a little money today if they had some. They really would, you know, help you. Do some other things if they had the energy to do it. So you can't give something you don't have. See. But God, the good part about the God that we serve, he has it. Woo, my God. Our God is a giving God. And not only does he have it, not only is he a giver, but God gives freely to all who ask of him. Isn't something about that free spirit? You ever met somebody with a free spirit? And, you know, that maybe you're eating or whatever the case might be. And they say, oh, just take as much as you need. Just take as much as you want. You don't find too many people like that. It all depends on what they're giving away. Now, if they're giving away something they don't want or something that's no good, then, you know, that's nothing to brag about. You don't find too many generous people like that. See? But God is that way all the time. You can't get him to change his mind. He freely gives. You have not because you ask not. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Jesus told us this, beloved, in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 11. He says this, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. And you know it's the truth, beloved. Those of us who have children and people that's close to us, there's absolutely nothing that we won't do for them. I know some parents that have hocked their homes, put their homes up. Huh? The bail their guilty son out of prison. Now the boy is pretty guilty. You know he's guilty, huh? But that didn't stop you from taking a bond out, amen. Putting your house up, all your savings account. You know you don't went broke over somebody that's guilty. If you go to that extent where you're willing to sell everything you have because somebody is on your heart and you love them and care for them and want to spoil them. Well, you're not the only one that know how to spoil people. So let me tell you something. All those who live righteous in God, we are spoiled rotten. We spoiled rotten. Because if you do that for the ones you love, God said, I got you one better. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. He said, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them who ask him? So if a child goes to their parent, mommy, daddy, you know, I would like to have so-and-so, so-and-so, okay? And it's within reason. They can handle it, you know, their maturity level. What reason would the mother and father not give it to them? What reason? Well, we don't have the money right now. Well, God don't have that problem. We don't have the resources right now to give it. Well, that ain't God don't have that problem. God don't have the problems that we have. Matter of fact, he's trying to eliminate the ones we do. Come on, somebody, give the Lord some praise up here on today. God's giving to his children is unlimited, and God's giving to his children is unending. Beloved, just as in our scripture on this morning, beginning with Adam and Eve and continuing throughout the ages, even until today. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change, cannot change, immutable, cannot change, will not change. He don't have to change because he's already all that. Glory be to God. God has poured his blessings upon and prospered his people because that's what God does. That's what God does, beloved. He's a giver. Let me ask you a question as I close on this morning. Do you have a need? It's not a sin to have a need. Do you have one? I want you to know this morning that God is not withholding from you. You have to see God, and I want you to see him today as the giving God, the God who gives. He is your heavenly Father. He is not only ready to meet your needs, but in addition, beloved, to pour out an abundance, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, an abundance of his blessings into your life, the greatest giver of all. And beloved, and the more you give to him, the more he gives to you. You can't outbeat God's giving. Try it and see. It's impossible to do. Let us rejoice. Let us be grateful. Amen. And humble. Amen. Let us be God-fearing. Amen. Let us be appreciative. Don't forget to tell them thank you. Show some good manners. You know, thank him for what he does. Amen. Because he's a good God. Glory be to God. We serve a giving God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God that he gives and keep on giving. And he don't run out of blessings to give. He'll create one unique to your situation. Unlimited resources. That's our Father, the God that we serve. Amen. Can we give the Lord some praise on today? Glory be to God. Now, for those of you who may be listening this morning and you never have given Jesus Christ your life, made him your Lord and Savior, we just indicated that God is a giver. Well, he gave us the greatest gift of all when he gave us his son. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus he shall be saved. You're not listening this morning by accident or coincidence. This was a divine appointment, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we ask that you will not leave this service this morning until you decide to make Jesus your choice. And it's very, very, it's so simple that we make it difficult, but it's really a simple act of faith. If you would just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. I ask that you would repeat this prayer after me. For those of you who are ready to take that step, it's the greatest miracle in the whole universe. Repeat this prayer after me, because the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ye shall be saved. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God and God the Son. I believe you paid for my sins with your blood on the cross. I believe that God raised you from the dead. And I now, by faith, accept the gift of salvation. I take the hand of faith and receive the gift of salvation. Come into my heart. Forgive my sin. Save me, Jesus. That's it. What else? Did you say that? Did you mean that? Well, guess what? You're saved. You've just been snatched out of the kingdom of darkness and adopted into the kingdom of light. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. The angels are rejoicing over your salvation. Amen. And so are we. Now, if you prayed that prayer, now I want you to say this also. This is part two. Thank you, Father, for saving me. I receive it by faith according to your promise, and that settles it. I don't ask for a sign. I don't look for a feeling. I stand on your word. I trust you and you only. Thank you for saving me. Now give me the courage to make it public and help me not to be ashamed of you. Begin now to make me the person you want me to be. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And give us your name. Let us pray with you, pray for you. We'll send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. And you can just keep coming back here and being fed on the word of God and as you continue to grow into your full maturity. Now, the salvation is not the end. It's the beginning. You are born again the same way a woman gives birth to a baby. She doesn't give birth to the baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. Hopefully. Hopefully she doesn't. Okay? So it's the beginning, not the end. And to God be praised. All right. Hallelujah. This is our service for today. We want to thank God. Want you to go away today. Amen. Just giving God praise that your daddy is a giver. He's not a deadbeat daddy. You can find them when you need them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he has more than enough to supply your need and grant your heart's desire. Ain't that something? Blessing you to be a blessing. Ah, my God, the greatest giver of all. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. As we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time.
Father, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, Father, any form of malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, nuclear bombs. Father God, in the name of Jesus, no bad news shall come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you. Thank you for the blessing of the Lord that makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you.
One of the best ways that we can prove that we love the Lord is by giving. Amen. So we're going to sing a song about giving, and it's got some hand motions, and I want you to join with me, okay? Will you do that? Here we go. Watch me. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Help me out now, here we go. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord. Give in love, give in faith, give with joy and a smile on your face. Give as the Lord has given to you.
How you give is a reflection of your gratitude. So
give, it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back. To God and you will be blessed. Don't be stingy and don't be tight. Learn from the widow in the Bible who gave her last night. Oh, give, it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give, give to the Lord.
When you get